a very young man, I was lucky enough to sneak in the Grandy Ballroom to see the next act. Kim and Sibley Brown changed my life, changed many people's lives in these rooms, and so many guitar players around the world. We would not be doing what we are doing if it wouldn't be for these legendary blues artists coming. Are you ready? Give them a warm Detroit welcome. The one, the only, Kim Simmons, Sibley Brown.
Get my house on trouble. so glad to get in there. We're approaching some of the older material from a different angle here. And we'll do this for a little while, then I'll pick up the electric guitar in a little while. Here's an old song from that was a Chris Yulden song. This is a song I wrote with Chris back in 68, and it's called Trades in a Way. Next one, you know, I've had Savoy Brown going now since 65 when I was a young kid, and throughout the years it's been up and down, and a lot of the times when I look back, I was just talking backstage, you know, I've been a family man all my life, and I've tried very hard to be a successful family man, and sometimes, you know, one takes over, you know, sometimes the music is in the forefront, sometimes the family is, and sometimes you have to put the music, you know, on the back burner. And this is what happened after Tell Mama with the Street Corner Talking album. I had my family to take care of. I was very distracted, and so I was looking for songs to follow up with Tell Mama, and I couldn't write them myself. So this song was sent in to me. I said, hey, this is a good follow-up. So this was supposed to be the follow-up to Tell Mama. It's a thing called Shot in the Head.
All right.
Savoy Brown came from. In fact, I have a younger daughter that's in college right now, and she's like 19. She actually called me up a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, Dad, where's the name come from? So I explained to her that, you know, back in the early days, that James Brown was around, Nappy Brown was around, Charles Brown was around. There was silence on the end of the phone. I had to explain to her who Charles Brown and Nappy Brown and James Brown were. And of course, that's where the name Savoy Brown comes from. It was, Savoy was, you know, the a word that a lot of people used to use back in the 1930s. Very flashy name back then, you don't get it anymore, but the Savoy cigarettes, the Savoy theatre, the Savoy record company, blah, blah, blah. Exactly, so the Savoy was good, and Brown was all those other names. And on the very first album, I recorded a Charles Brown song because I wanted a connection to the name Savoy Brown. And so let's do that Charles Brown song right now from the very first album. It's called Black Knight. I guess another day is gone.
my brother's in the war. Tell me, what more can I do? Black nights are falling. Gee, I hate to be alone.
Alright.
Thank you so much. Some old songs there, so right now then we're going to do a bunch of new stuff, and we're going to start with a song from the last album, the Voodoo Moon album, and this is a thing called Look at the Sun.
Thank you.
busy writing, so let's do a couple of brand new songs. There's going to be a new album at the end of this year. And this first song is called Ain't Nothing Like the Blues. South and done that whole trip. I've travelled down there, but I've never been off, really off the beaten track too much. South of Memphis. And so I guess I'm due to go there. Anybody done any blues trip down south at all? Down that little trail? The lover haven't done it either, like me, so maybe we should get a bus together and all go down. Yeah. That would be fun. I don't know, I'm a little scared as to what I'll find, because it's a long time since Elmo James walked those paths. So anyway, I wrote a song about it, it's called Going to the Delta.
Every night about the same time, she goes to her
raised in the country. She got tired of pushing her plow. She gave my train to the city. Her mama used to let her down. With her rattlesnake boots and her elephant bag. Genoa grabbing her head. Around her neck to tell it all. She didn't wear the Persian cap. She's a poor girl. Thank you.
Can't do too much of that nowadays. But what do you think? You've seen a lot now. I'm going to ask you a very serious question. And I want you to really think about this, because I'm going to be very personal. I'm going to let my feelings out for you. You've seen me now. I want you to give me a real honest feedback. Do you prefer me with the hat on or with the hat off? Okay, I would have heard that wrong. Okay. In my enthusiasm to get you to give me some feedback, I've got it all wrong. Hold on. Everybody who likes the hat, make a low noise now. Everybody that wants the hat off, make a loud noise now. I'm trying to be cool out here. You guys are just going to let me get away with it. You know? Here's Pat.
Hey, how are we doing tonight? We appreciate you coming out, support the Blues, coming out to the Magic Bag on a Friday. Love Detroit. I was hoping the Lions would have progressed a little farther. We won't get to that right now. We're gonna do it. Hey, things happen, as they say. The Indiana game, I was going like, what the hell is going on? I know, I thought they had it. What are you gonna do? Thank you. Okay, anyways, thanks for coming out tonight. We appreciate it. You can check us out on Facebook, go to our website, sailrightaround.com, to see what we're doing. We're going to do another new record. It'll be on Roof Records. That'll be coming out, I don't know, sometime next year. But I'm just killing time now while Kim does this thing. But we're going to do another song that we just put together. No. And it's called I Miss Your Love. Thank you.
Sticking with the slide, here's one off the Voodoo Moon album. It's called She's Got the Heat, and this is the demo. You hear it now, you hear it different on the record. And now you listen to it, how I actually recorded it in my studio before I got the Voodoo Moon, and this is how it sounded like.
CDs and t-shirts in the back. Once again, thanks for coming out and spending the evening with us.
When I hear the blues songs nowadays, as much as I enjoy them, I still buy all the records by the guys that release them. I don't hear the blues riffs anymore. So here's a blues song from 71, and it's got the blues riff I'm talking about in it. Very important part of a blues song, you gotta get the riff. Okay. running out of time here. We really are running out of time, so we better quickly... Okay, so we're very quickly coming to the end of the show, I'm afraid to say, but here we go. I was kind of wondering, we had a few songs to do, but if I had to choose one song to play in Detroit, it would have, well, two songs probably, but the first one would have to be Louisiana Blues. Thank you.
I got something to do.
boogie. And Mark's got the boogie. And Pat's got the boogie. And Garnet's got the boogie. We've all got the boogie up here. For you, for